USA Radio News.
Tony Marusso reporting. The U.S. intelligence community believes that the car bombing that killed Daria Dugina, the daughter of prominent Russian political figure Alexander Dugin, was authorized by elements within the Ukrainian government, sources briefed on the intelligence told CNN. The U.S. was not aware of the plan beforehand, according to the sources, and it is still unclear who exactly the U.S. believes signed off on the assassination. It's also not clear whether the U.S. intelligence community believes that Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky was aware of the plot or authorized it. The United States accused China and Russia on Wednesday of enabling North Korean leader Kim Jong-un by protecting Pyongyang from attempts to strengthen U.N. Security Council sanctions imposed over its nuclear weapons and ballistic missile programs. The DPRK has enjoyed blanket protection from two members of this council, U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Linda Thomas-Greenfield said. In short, two permanent members of the Security Council have enabled Kim Jong-un. China and Russia did not want a public council meeting, arguing that it could not be conducive to easing the situation. In some areas of the country, gas prices seem to have stabilized. Well, that could be all over.
With President Biden's war on fossil fuels, get ready for gasoline prices to skyrocket. OPEC has agreed to its deepest cuts to oil production since the 2020 COVID pandemic at a Vienna meeting on Wednesday. OPEC ministers announced 2 million barrels a day of oil production will be cut. The U.S. plea to not cut production fell on deaf ears. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The president is disappointed by the short-sighted decision by OPEC to cut production quotas while the global economy is dealing with the continued negative impact of Putin's invasion of Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
After Stacy Birdream's father died when she was just 2 weeks old, her Uncle Mike moved in and helped her mom raise her and her brother, she said. On Monday, the sheriff's office informed her brother that Birdream had died in Matlachet, Florida. Now, Stacy Birdream and her family are coping with the sudden loss of her uncle, who died after trying to ride out Hurricane Ian, she said. Birdream, 66, decided to ride out the hurricane. Stacy said she spoke with her uncle briefly on Wednesday. He said the water was 4 feet deep before telling her he had to go. It was a very brief call because he said he was very scared. He sounded absolutely terrified, she recounted. Prosecutors in Los Angeles announced Wednesday that veteran producer Eric Weinberg was arrested Tuesday on multiple charges, including sexual assault and false imprisonment. Weinberg is best known as co-creator of the hit TV show Scrubs. Prosecutors say from the 1990s to as recently as 2020, Weinberg used his position in Hollywood to lure young women to photo shoots where he assaulted as many as 5 victims, but investigators say they believe there are many, many more. In a news conference Wednesday, L.A. County District Attorney George Gascon said no one is above the law.
We will hold anyone who commits such acts accountable, no matter what your job is, your wealth, or your privilege.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.